Well, I think the fair was expensive for a lot of reasons. In the first place, there were obligations, there were charges that nobody could have anticipated, like the threat to shut down the fair on the first day, people lying in front of cars and so forth and so on. That didn't turn out to be quite as bad as it was supposed to be, as was threatened. But on the other hand, it kept a great many people away, not only then, but later. People were afraid to come to New York. They thought it was dangerous. They thought it was dangerous on the streets and on the subways and the hotels. They didn't come. Men wouldn't bring their wives and children. That was something we couldn't possibly have anticipated. And then in addition to that, there were, we put an enormous amount of emphasis on things that don't pay, like cultivating these new African republics, for example. They didn't have most of them very much to show, and obviously they weren't, they simply chewed up a great deal of our time and energy and all that. We felt we ought to do that anyhow. The new countries that were supposed to have been established in our image, and so we spent a lot of time on them. We spent a lot of time on religions and religious edifices and, where there was no revenue to the fair. They were all free as far as entrance was concerned. I mean entrance to their own pavilions. And in other words, we spent a lot of money on things in the, that were not paying things, that were not Coney Island things, they were not gadgets, and they weren't shills and shows and things of that kind. At the very beginning, we had a sort of design committee on plan, and we had some distinguished people, mostly architects, on it. And one man got control of this committee, and among other things, decided that all industry should be in one building, a mile around, circular building, and 1,800 feet in diameter, and that the various industries would get a wedge of that pie, you see, a slice of that pie. The local critics of one kind or another in the field of arts and architecture took that up as a completely unworkable scheme. And I threw it out, and they announced that all the members of the committee had resigned. Actually, some of them may have threatened to resign, but only one man did resign in the end out of five. The other four stayed on. I'll give you the reason why. There are lots of reasons why that was a preposterous scheme, but I'll give you just one, and I think it's conclusive. I went out to General Motors, our biggest exhibitor. General Motors spent $53 million in the fair altogether. A lot of money. And what did they spend it for? They're not philanthropists. They spent it to sell automobiles, obviously. And they just roared with laughter at this idea of their buying a piece of pie and being in this great building with all these other people. They wanted their own design. They wanted their own unique building. They wanted their own architects. And they said, if you fall for anything like this, you count us out of the fair. Every large exhibitor I talked to said the same thing. Critics never printed that. They said that we couldn't get along with the